Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a great interview the other day with Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele is the former British intelligence officer who wrote the Steele dossier, the Steele report on Donald Trump's connections to Russia. And it's been published. It's long. You're not going to read the whole thing. But when you do look at it, you realize you don't want a president of the United States that's under the thumb of the Ruskies the way Trump is and was. A Manchurian candidate who's in effect been planted in our government at the highest level, president of the United States. This is Christopher Steele's first on-camera interview since 2017, when the Steele report was published. Now, there are several controversial things in this thing. One of them is, and the most salacious, and the one that caused the most attention, was the allegation in it that one of the reasons why Trump is so servile to Putin, so afraid of Putin, so manifestly afraid of Putin, is not simply because he has been funded by Russian oligarchs. Translated, that means organized crime. Translated, that means with the approval of Putin, who is the head of the whole Russian government, which is an organized crime government. Not just because they funded him, that's not disputed. Eric Trump, his son, told a reporter that they have gotten their funding from the Russians, as he put it, because American banks won't give them money anymore because they've gone bankrupt 6 times. Not personally bankrupt. What they do is they negotiate these lending agreements where there's no personal recourse against Trump. And what happens is a casino goes bankrupt. An LLC goes bankrupt. And sure, the bank gets all of those assets, and that's only because it's already unprofitable anyway, and they pull the plug and the bank doesn't get all its money back. Well, you can fool people a lot of time. You can't fool them all the time. And at some point, the banks go, we lend this guy money. This thing doesn't go forward right. He pulls the plug on us. He has no sense of business ethics. So they had to get money from the Ruskies. But here's the deal. And by the way, on the money from the Russians, here's an example. There is a bank called the Bank of Cyprus. Wilbur Ross, Trump's Secretary of Commerce, is one of the three directors of the Bank of the Bank of Cyprus. It's been charged that people say that they are used as a money laundering bank for Russian organized crime. Trump needed money to pay off Deutsche Bank. He needed $50 million. He had a property in Florida worth $50 million. And suddenly a Russian oligarch said, I'll pay $100 million. I'll pay $100 million. Trump sold it to him. He took the extra 50 that he made on the deal over the value of what it was worth, paid off his loan from Deutsche Bank. And what did the Russian oligarch do? What did the Russian oligarch do? Did he build condos on it, tear down, build condos, make it into a theme park, resell it for $150 million? No. What he did was he tore down the building that was on it and left it unused. Now, the guy that can pay $100 million for something and destroy it and not think twice about it, that's somebody, that's very rare. And one explanation of that, which has been borne out, is that if you're doing it to help the President of the United States because you want him to break up NATO and the EU and let you invade Ukraine, well, that's one way to do it. That's one way to do it. But, you know, even that doesn't explain the servility and the fear that Trump feels in Putin's presence. Putin has an economy about the size of Italy's. The only export they have really is natural gas and oil. The people are very restive. Putin's hold on power is tenuous because there are other Putins out there who like to kill him and take over. It's crooked government. The people are great. I've been to Russia. I've been to Moscow and St. Petersburg with a delegation from the Justice Department where we gave talks to Russian lawyers on our legal system. Terrific people. Corrupt government. First of all, the czars got him for about 1,000 years, about roughly the year 1,000 to the year 1917. Then they bumped off the Romanovs and the commies took over. Commies came in. Finally, Gorbachev and Yeltsin squeezed them out. And for 10 years, they had democracy in the 1990s. Putin came in and reimposed what looked like communism. It really is organized crime. And they no longer call themselves communists. So that's the situation over there. Why would the president of the United States express servility and fear and deference to this character? Well, in the Steele report, the suggestion is that it's sexual humiliation and not prowess. In other words, this isn't some kind of a disclosure that Trump had an affair with Miss Universe or something. This is a report that said he was in a Moscow hotel room with a bunch of women who were KGB agents, and he didn't know it. The cameras all over the place in those hotel rooms. The fancy ones where they put dignitaries in, they have them in the vase, in the picture frame, over the bed, on the ceiling, and the whole bit. They see everything you're doing, including the bathroom. And according to the Steele report, Trump has a perverted fetish, which I will not describe, but it is called coprophilia. So you can look it up. C-O-P-R-O-P-H-I-L-I-A. And the women engaged in that, and he enjoyed himself, according to the Steele report. Trump said, no, never happened. And all the media are afraid of a defamation suit. They say, well, it's never been established. What they mean by established is nobody's come up with the video, which the Russian government has, in my opinion, based on what I've seen from the Steele report. And Christopher Steele, and what I'm trying to get at is Christopher Steele, I was impressed with his demeanor and his professionalism, and he didn't back down. Well-regarded guy, and he responded to things very well. And he said, they said, well, why has nobody seen it? And he said, there's no need for Putin to release it. Trump did everything he wanted, and now he's in line maybe to be president again. Number one. Number two, said, can you say for 100% certain that it's there if you haven't seen it? And he said, well, until you see it, you can't. But the fact is, we've heard it from a number of different sources. It would be dangerous beyond belief to re-elect Trump in 2024. There'd be no more NATO, no more EU, and Russia would occupy Ukraine and be pressing on Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.